Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rent, aka Dave from LA. Today is June the 24th, 2016. It is a Friday, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. Hopefully, you all are ready and preparing for the weekend and for the weeks that are coming. And we have a live show for you today. But before we do that, let's talk about the business at hand. And we need to talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. There's a crowdfunding campaign that you can go to. You can go to Black Talk Radio Network and find the crowdfunding digital black media program there. And you can engage in supporting the network by giving your financial donations to the network in order to maintain the overall direction and the strength in what's needed for this show and all of the other shows to be made whole. And this is very, very important. So what you could do is you could go to Black Talk Radio Network and find a crowdfunding campaign that's right there. And there are three ways in which you can actually engage in that and giving your financial support and energy to the network by going to the crowdfunding campaign, and you can make donations right there. Or you can also send a check or money order, and we're going to talk about how to do that. And here we go. Option number one. Option number one, you can give a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less to the network. And by doing that, you can make it by PayPal, or you can send a check or money order to the Black Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, all donations are extremely, extremely appreciated. You receive the overall network, the radio station's statistics, radio station statistics report, and you will also receive the email for the social media reports of the network. Now, I'm doing this from memory. I know I got the address right. I know I got, because I didn't have my notes, I know I got the address right. I know I got that portion right. So I'm proud of myself on that one. So definitely, that's option number one. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more, and you will also receive the monthly email report. Make sure you give a good email, and you will also be able to receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt for $25 or more. And what happens if you need two t-shirts, all you have to do is give another contribution of $25. So what it is for each t-shirt, a contribution of $25 or more will get you a t-shirt. So if you need two t-shirts, you would make a contribution of $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts, $100.
Hey, Brother Dave, I have some information on that I need to put out.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, if you want one of the thank you t-shirts, please use the PayPal buttons that are for the t-shirts, because if you use that first one, you know, it somebody made and thank you, brother, you know who you are, made a $25 donation, but I don't know if he won a t-shirt or not, because I don't know, you know, because he made it through that first option. And that's not tied, you know, it doesn't tell me size, it doesn't tell me how many you need, you know, or anything like that. So if you want the t-shirt, use the PayPal buttons that are associated with the t-shirt in option 2 and 3. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, yeah, that's important. If you want the t-shirt, use the PayPal option button in 2 and 3, okay? Make sure you do that if you want the t-shirts, because that is going to be the easiest way for Scotty to know, and make sure you leave a good email address so that Scotty can actually
and a good mailing address and a good mailing address, because I've gotten two shirts that have come back. Now, one of the ladies did contact me and asked me if the shirt came back, and I said yeah, and she, you know, she said she gonna get another shirt, and I can just send that one out when I send the second one. So make sure you send a good address.
Good address. There you go. Good address. Definitely need to, because if you're eligible for the t-shirts or for some of the gifts that will be in option 3, you definitely want to, so that the actual, what you actually contributed to, the benefits of that you will actually receive. So just be thorough in your overall sending of your contribution of donations, so that the proper resources can be distributed to you with no problem. So, and if you had sent in, and if you think that you had, you're deserving of the t-shirt, then one person contact Scotty in so that you can fix that situation, okay? So that was option number two. Option number three is to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, and you will receive everything in option one, the email, the emails, and also you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, as well as being eligible to receive gifts from the network at different times for your, and this is going to be done because of your, as an appreciation for your contribution to the network and giving financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. So this is something that we all should be engaging in. This is something that we need to support, because now, you know, for all of the radio station putting it together, Scotty has taken on, and different programmers and the different shows people put them on. Now the responsibility of you is to maintain it, because even though it was started by individuals such as Scotty and others, it has to be maintained and continued in that by you, because that needs to have the proper energy in order to do that. And the most efficient and effective way to do that is by giving financial support to the network so that we can continue to move in the direction that we are going. Okay, so now next, let's go to Tando Radio Show, T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook, and let's check out some of the things that we posted there. We didn't have a show yesterday, so I'm going to catch up on some of those things. But if you are interested in acquiring precious metals, you can reach us at Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y M-I-N-T, Prosperity Mint. And you can go there and see what some of the things that we have in inventory. But if you are interested in purchasing the metals, definitely contact me. I'm going to say my number slow. I don't know why people, whenever they give telephone numbers, they speed up their overall conversation, and they say it so fast, and there's no way in the world that you can write it down. So if you need to call me at 951-790-83330. Just playing. You can reach me at 951-790-8330. I don't know why, whenever you talk to people and it's time for them to give you the telephone number, they speed up to like 1,000 miles per minute when they give you their number that they're telling you for you to write. And it's funny. So if you need to reach me because you would like to purchase, and I would say every person, if you're going to purchase, text me or call me first so that I can get back to you and just explain the process to you and talk to you directly. So that is something that you want to do. 951-790-8330. That's for my man here in Texas, Doug. Okay, so with that being said, let's check out some of the articles that we posted inside of Tando Radio Show. We're going to pick up some of the ones from yesterday, and then we're going to pick up today's show. Now, today's show is going to be a live show. Before we pick up on some of these, let me just say this. If you have never called into Tando Radio Show before, or if you have called into Tando Radio Show before, and you have any questions or comments about what's going on, what's going on financially, please, because I don't know what it is that you don't know that would be beneficial for you to know. I can give you my opinion on some things, and I would say that our opinion is pretty, especially from the people that you have here that have come on. I think my man Chico Stick, oh, I forgot to call him, but he may be in traffic, so he won't be able to call in. But give us a call, and if you have any questions or comments, it's very important, especially for, you know, especially now. There's no time to be shy, you know, say, oh, I never called and I'm too shy to call into the show. No, you're not. No one will see you, but it's more important that you actually get out your question so that you can find. Now is not the time to actually not know some of the things that you should know or have an indication. Not everything that we say is going to be correct. Not everything that we say is going to benefit you in the way. It may be correct, but it may not have the most beneficial outcome for you. But the truth is still the truth. But most importantly, we need to be talking and dialoguing about what's going on, because this is why we established Tando Radio Show, for exactly for what is happening and what is transpiring throughout the world. So it's incumbent upon you to do that. And big shouts out to my friend from Chicago that can't take no cold. She know who she is. I thought Chicago was really cold in the wintertime. Daph, I thought Chicago was really cold in the winter. I know somebody from Chicago. I turned the AC on and they was like, whoa, why are you freezing me in the car? I'm like, really, you from Chicago? Just a little side note for some friends that are in town. Amazing. How are you from Chicago and you cold from AC? I tell you. So, all right, so listen, if you are anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, you need to actually, if you have a question, I won't say you need, I would just say this. I would implore you and I would ask you to definitely call into the radio show today. Ask some questions. Give your thoughts. I will give mine because I think it's very important that we have a clear understanding of what are some of the events that we are going to be facing globally, and how that is going to affect you today, you tomorrow, and you in the future, and even those in our generations ahead of us that we have not yet named. So important. And I always, you know, I think that is great that we have Tando Radio Show, because we have actually shared some things way in advance before they happened. And then that puts you in a position of advantage, from Scotty to all of the other people that have called into the show. It's far too many, and the overall, some of the people that are engaging. So if you called into the show before, no, cool, call in. If you never called into the show before, call in, because it's very, very important. Whatever question that you have, whatever concern that you have, whatever suspicion that you have, whatever, you know, if you think that something is not right, now's the time to talk about it, because things are unfolding in a way where in the future you may not be able to have that that answer, or you may not be able to have that conversation to where you will be able to acquire the thing or understand the things that you need to understand to benefit you, your family, and our community. So make the unselfish act and call today. Even if you are so-called afraid or shy, or man, let me tell you something, all of that has gone by the wayside. This is no time to be shy at all. It is, now is the time where knowledge is most important. And remember, biblically, when it talked about, you know, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, we always fail to read that whole thing. It's because they rejected knowledge. And this is something that we cannot start to do. We cannot reject knowledge. It's something that we need to actually digest and to you know, vet it out for ourselves. Very, very important. So give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up, and we're going to jump into this right away. So let's go to Tando Radio Show. Let me just populate this a little bit, and we'll pick up from where we left off. And posted this yesterday. Didn't have a show yesterday, but I posted this yesterday. Let me pull it. Okay, here we go. Putin, this comes from FortRush.com. Putin warns of nuclear war in a video. And this is very important, because this is where we are, folks. We've been talking about this for a while. They're not talking about having strained diplomatic ties or strained political ties. They are actively talking about what they're going to tell you that they are going to initiate, and how that is going to actually play out. It's playing out in the mainstream media news of the day and of last night, with Britain voting to leave the euro. And we had talked about this on Tando a while ago. We said that that Europe will go before the United States will go. And as Europe goes, that will give you indication of where we are in the United States, because this is what they've chosen to unfold everything in. No longer are they hiding what is going on. Why? Because they feel that they put enough people to sleep where it doesn't matter. The only thing that will matter is that when they do it, the regular general population will say, from a position of disadvantage, what happened? Be too late to ask what happened, because you won't be able to do anything about what was about to happen, because no longer is it about to happen, it is happening. Now it is past the happen stage, and now it is time for you to have the appropriate response stage. So I'm going to talk about that, but this is one of the articles you need to know and see. It's a video, what's happening here. This isn't me talking about This is you actually being told. And one of the things we always talk about here is that they tell you before they do it. So we are all responsible for what we know. And last thing we really need to focus on, just from the people that say from me from time to time, you know, Brother Davis, what you talk about from time to time is scary. No, it's not scary. There's nothing that's scary. Is nothing that you need to be afraid of. The most important thing is for you to be aware, to have a response, and more importantly, be prepared for anything. Even if you're not prepared for one thing, let's say you've been preparing for a earthquake, and the earthquake doesn't happen, but what does happen instead of an earthquake happen, let's say there's a major power outage, or vice versa, you're preparing for economic collapse and then the power goes out. Because you were preparing for one thing and something else happened, the same foundation of the preparation has put you in a position where you can have more options than someone that hasn't. People that don't prepare panic. Okay? People that don't prepare panic. And they panic for multiple reasons because they realize the urgency and how vulnerable they are at that moment. And what they try to do is they try to cry, or they try, or they become paralyzed their way out of it. They try to be like a deer in headlights and just don't move, just don't think. Well, you always need to be moving, you always need to be thinking, you always need to be looking at what is going on. You don't need Tando Radio Show or me to tell you that the overall system is going to bring you some form of collapse, either by health collapse, either by economic collapse, social collapse, political collapse, military collapse. Why? Because they've been doing this for so long. They've been doing this since they started to record the history that they wanted you to read, and so that you would act accordingly to their design and their plan. This is nothing new. So since, let's do something new. Let's be prepared this time. Let's do something. Let's learn from the past so that we can position ourselves to dictate the future. And the only way that you can dictate the future is by having a plan. And regardless of where you are, what your situation is, there is always some things that you could prepare for. If you are someone that has a strong economic foundation, or you have a lot of disposable income, you can prepare. Someone that doesn't have a lot of disposable income, you can prepare. The only thing is this, is that you just have to have the overriding desire to do it, and then you decide to put energy behind it, and you will be prepared. It is essential. What we have to do is we have to break our overall umbilical cord to the system, because they continue to mouth and feed us the disasters of tomorrow. And there is nothing that they're going to give you. They are only going to take. Now it's time for you to do as they have done. Take back your existence. So ways and means. Do not allow your way of life to become their means of life. Hey, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at some of these articles. And then we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to talk about what you can do, where we're going, and what you can expect in the future. We'd love to, and we need to hear from you. Some people that have never called into the show before, you have questions, you need to be asking them, because you, your family, and our community is dependent upon you taking a responsibility for what you know and doing the appropriate thing with it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay. Yeah, but on my way home,
yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy? Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Wouldn't it be crazy? Don't you step for crazy?
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to have a dialogue with you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61, I'll be able to bring you up on cue. So let's jump into some of the articles that we have posted there in Tando, and then let's get into today's show. Major, major, this was yesterday. And I told, for everyone that was in our Forex trading, I actually stopped and told people in our Forex trading that I was going to cease trading. And the reason why I told people that I was going to cease trading in the Forex market was because of the brokerage firms, the clearing houses, were going to actually, in my opinion, take your cash that you had earned in the Forex market and would not give it to you. Let me show you, and this is how critical this is. This one came from Barclays. And let me move this down real quick. Sorry about this. Let me move this down. Barclays says, exclusive, Barclays ceases to accept FX, which is Forex, stop losses order before UK results sources. Okay, what does that mean? The bank said, even in a, what is a stop loss? A stop loss means that, let's say you are in a trade and you decide in the forex market that you're going to actually engage and take a position, and you're going to put up some of your cash saying that you think that something, a currency pair, the dollar is going to go up. And then in order for you to protect your balance in your account, you say, I'm only willing to lose $5. And that would be known as your stop loss. Well, what Barclays told everyone is that you won't be able to put in a stop loss. You won't be able to say, no, I'm going to stop my losses at $5. This is when they are stealing your, but see, they already told you this in their contract. But this is where they said, no, you won't be able to put a stop loss in. If it go, if the losses, the US dollar goes down $20, you can't just lose $5. You got to add 15 more dollars, even though you said, I'm only willing to lose $5. I'm only going to put up, or I'm only going to allow myself, the losses of $5. They're determining how much you're going to lose. And believe me, in the future is going to be all of it. Why are they doing this? Because they are introducing to you the policy of, it doesn't matter what you say or what you do, it only matters what they say and what they do. They rule you. They rule you with your currency, they rule you with your resources, they rule you with your energy, and they rule you with your overall direction. What is this? What are they saying here? They are, just like now, if you go to the bank, they ask you a bunch of questions. Pretty soon, they won't ask you any questions. They'll just tell you what you will be able to do. You will ask them if you will be able to take out $5. You will ask them if you will be able to pay this bill or that bill. And then they will tell you what they will allow you to do. This is the slow process of what we talk about here, of tightening the screws of bondage over the people, because this is how they do it. It's a methodical practice that they've been practicing for thousands of years, and they don't deviate from it because they know it works. They know it, they've worked it out, and they've actually tested it, and it's, excuse me, and it's time proven to be effective. All you do is you tell people what they are to think, what they are to feel, what they are to like, what they are to dislike. You tell them where to stand. You tell them where to go. You tell them where to invest. You tell them how to live. You tell them what neighborhoods to live in. You tell them who to love, who to hate, who to go to war with, who to make peace with. You tell them everything. And then what do? They obey. They are basically telling you that regardless of how much you have in your account, if you say, no, I'm only going to be in this trade to where I can lose this, Barclays is going to say, no, you're not. You're losing everything. Why do you think that they're telling you that? Because they plan on instituting it. This is not some fictional events. These are real-time events that are happening as we speak. And they're only going to grow. But it's just not Barclays. Barclays is telling you what is normal operating procedures with all of the banks now. With all of the banks. Pretty soon you're going to try to close your account, and they're going to say, okay, we'll close it, but you're not going to get any of the cash that's in it because it's not yours. Why? Because they've already legislated where they can do that. Why? Because we allow the legislation to rule. Why? Because we said that these individuals should write our laws. Why? Because we obey. And they only get away with what we obey. And this is what's going to happen. All of the banks are set up this way. Everything is. This is just where we are. And let me tell you, for those of us that want this to go away, bye. One second. One second. One. Sorry about that, everyone. Someone's at the door. So this is some of the things that we're dealing with that are unfolding, and this is what a lot of people that we've been warning you about, and it's only going to continue to grow. So it's so important that we understand where we are and we take the appropriate actions to protect ourselves, our family, and our overall community, because that can be done. So that was one of the articles you need to check out. They're telling people, no. You got an account with us, and anyone that was in our Forex class, they know that I said I was coming out of this market, and I came out of this market because of Brexit. This was over a month and a half ago. I said I'm not going to be trading in this because I knew what they had planned on doing. And the all of the right, they were telling you everything. And the thing is that we have to be able to dictate our own direction in life. We have to be self-determining and sovereign, else you will always be someone else's doormat, and they will wipe their feet all over you. So check out that article. Next article. Today's, wrong one. Next article comes from Sputnik News. U.S. dollar overvalued by 10 to 20%. The IMF, the International, I can't say that word because this is a family show, monetary fund, that's what they call it. The U.S. dollar has been overvalued by 10 to 20% according to the IMF. The U.S. dollar, ladies and gentlemen, is overvalued by 100%. Is overvalued by 130%, even though you can't give 130%. Why? Because it's based in a falsehood and a lie. And it is an instrument of enslavement. The value of that has a negative value, plain and simple, because you cannot use any instrument to enslave any other living thing to expect a healthy spiritual outcome. It is impossible. It goes against all of the spiritual and universal laws that aren't even laws, because you have a choice to do it or not, but the truths of it all. This is just the truth. And the person that you're going to be destroying by participating in it is yourself. And let me tell you, another form of participation is not only if you're victimized by it, but if you're victimized willingly by it, then you become the oppressor. What do I mean by that? You become the oppressor because you teach your children to be the perfect victim. You condone you, and you actually enable the acts of furtherance in oppression that way. This is why it's so important that when we deal in spiritual natures, that we have a real spiritual response to it all that is appropriate. So this article from Sputnik News says the U.S. dollar is overvalued by 10 to 20%, and the IMF is saying this. Now, why is the IMF saying this, and why is this in Sputnik News? Because here's what's behind the scenes is going on. The whole world is getting ready for the purge of the Western banking institutions, and this is the Brexit is just one part of it all. You know, my man Scotty was talking about that a lot of this, that the reason why the Brexit that he was heard that they were trying to projected in trying to say that the reason why this happened was because of racist immigration. And if any of you remember Tando Radio Show, that for those of you that have been listening for a while, when the refugee movement, in which I call the Trojan horse event, started, and it started not only in Europe, it started throughout the world, even here in the United States, we said here right here on Tando Radio Show that this is going to be a Trojan horse. And I said that this is going to be a Trojan horse that they are going to use as an excuse to say that the economy collapsed because of these people. Well, here you go. Here you go. And this is only going to continue. Now, one of the things that I noticed is that they are saying that let me tell you, the Brexit was going to definitely happen because it serves the purpose of those that are manipulating the overall system. Means, motive, opportunity, and the person that benefit from it all, that are is actually creating these environments, they wanted the Brexit to happen. They wanted the people to think that they can go into a booth to vote their way to freedom. And then what they do is this. They smash the outcomes or the results or the consequences of that actually in pains and brings on some real oppressive measures against the people. And then they can say, see, the people don't know what's in their best interest. See, you're too dumb to know anything, so we have to make the decisions for you. And what do you think that the decisions that they're going to make for you? They're going to make the decision on how you're going to live, and you're going to live for them. This is why it's so important for us to re-engage ourselves. We can't use the same consciousness that created these problems. We're going to have to think anew and go in a different direction. We're going to have to go in a direction that we've never gone in before. We're going to have to go it alone. What do I mean by go it alone? You're going to have to go at this alone. Alone individually and alone collectively. Because then what you'll find is this. Because of the strength in the continence of your overall substance, spirit, and energy, others will see it, and then they will join that same walk individually that you're making, and you'll have company. Because that's all you'll have, is that you'll have company in it all. Sometimes in life, you need to walk things all by yourself. Because that shows how determined you really are. Because the way that you get through this great life is by the attributes that the great creator God Almighty gave you. The great creator God Almighty didn't give you any attributes that should be served as a oppressive servant of someone else. That would mean that there was nothing great or loving or sincere about that creator. Oh, there are many creator. Man creates many things. Hell, havoc, and destruction is what man creates and what man teaches others to fall into. So, this article with the U.S. dollar overvalued by 10 to 20% coming out by the IMF, what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, they're telling you right now that they're going to bring the pain to the United States. We've been telling you to prepare for this for a while. It's not 10 to 20%, ladies and gentlemen. It's over 100%. Because all currency goes to zero. The U.S. dollar will be too. My question is, will you be holding it when it does? Will you have been paid a slave's wage in that? This is why I say you get paid a slave's wage in cash. If you ever get paid in cash, that means you are a slave to the system, the economic system that was created to steal your energy and to manipulate your overall future. Because they pay you in something that brings you no prosperity at all. I don't care how much of a contract that athlete got. I don't care how much. It's all devalued contracts anyhow. If you look at the contracts now, everybody say that these athletes are making a lot of cash, a lot of money. One, they're not making any money at all. And then the cash that they're given, the reason why they have to give them more on the whole thing is because the dollar is losing purchasing power. If you really want to be accurate about it, the standard of living that the athletes had before them was much better than the ones that they have right now. That's basic economics 101. That gets practiced against us all the time. But the IMF is telling you, because the IMF is now controlled by China. Controlled by China, and they are going to be the mouthpiece for China. And they're going to target certain economies. I'm going to tell you the economies that I believe that they're going to target. Mexico, Japan, the United States. That's who they're going to be targeting. And all of the Western banking establishments, temporarily, they're going to collapse the common person's economy, and they're not going to collapse the economy. So check out that article. Didn't mean to spend that much time on it. Very important, but check out that article. Really important. Next article comes from Bloomberg's. Bitcoin loses 25% in 5 days as the BRICS odds fail. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need any form of fake currency at all. Bitcoin has its place, yes, but it's not something that you should be engaging in where you're putting any form of your savings into it. How in the world are you going to put your confidence in a digital computer? So check out that article. Next one comes from YouTube. Putin crushes CNN smart, but Zakori on Donald Trump in the U.S. I put that video there so that you could hear for my friend Miss Payne. She loves Vladimir Putin, and he put the gentleman from the Cerebral Naive Network. You can figure out who that is in his place. But check out what he really said. It was quite telling. Why is this happening? They're putting this all over the place because guess who? And he spoke about being a superpower. Guess why? Because it's going to be the United States is going to be the former superpower. And he was telling that. There's going to be a new superpower that minds their business and doesn't get into people's affairs. Why? Because the whole world is waiting for that to happen. But see, this is the problem. See, once again, they're bringing all of the ingredients, they're cooking the meal, and they're feeding you the poison. What have you decided the direction of your life is going to be going in? Or have you surrendered it? Have we surrendered it collectively? And I would tell you, it is that. We surrendered it collectively. And we are going to get the same meal that we've always got before in the past. Let them eat cake. So check out that article. And I said the purge. Read between the lines. Next article. Eugenics, Lyme disease, and GMO foods all connected. Of course they are. Next article. When will governments tell the truth about the world's economy? Oh, they will tell the truth. Guess what? They never not have. They've always been telling you it's a facade and a lie and destroying you. But see, what they do is they use appropriate propaganda to get you to support and to believe in something. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Make you believe that you have a savings. Make you believe that you have some prosperity. Make you believe that you are going to be okay. Make you believe that you're protected. Make you believe that you're special and entitled by race, creed, gender, economic and social positioning. All of those are falsehoods that has been established for the overall upholding of the global governance of the people of the world. And they use this to control people one at a time, groups at a time, but they divide people everywhere. You hate some people that you don't even know because you've been told to do that. You dislike somebody because you've been told that that's who you're supposed to dislike. You distrust. You know what distrust means? It is distrust is nothing more than a short measure away from you killing someone spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because without trust, you cannot build any form of prosperity. So, when will they tell you? They've been telling you. Next article. This one comes from Natural News. Chewable fruit flavored ADHD medication candy for young children receive FAA approval. What does this tell you? They're putting this stuff in all the food anyhow. They've already have been doing it. This is nothing new. But see, what it is that this is the trick you. This is the trick us all. We have been addicted to white sugar And our food source is the quickest way to controlling our free will. I had talked about something. I said last week that I would reveal something, you know, biblically that we needed to take a look at. And then I said, no, I better not do that. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to step out on this journey alone. And I may make some people upset. But listen, I'm not trying to make you upset. If this is just in my humble opinion. And this is just what I'm, you know, what I see. Because I know something about the great creator. The great creator does not make any inanimate objects. There are no things that don't live that were created by the great creator that established the sustainable ecosystem that we all could choose to live under, but we walk away. Sometimes you should read. I was telling you about how my wife had turned something upside down and said that she wanted to turn things upside down so that we can start to look at some things differently. Well, what I want you to do is I want you, some of the former, I'm not going to talk about the Bible for a minute because I don't think that's the appropriate thing to do. But what I want you to do, and not take any book for example, I want you to turn it upside down. Read it in reverse. The good person being the bad person being the good person, and then see how that it reads. Read it from all different angles. Question it from all different angles. Why should you question everything? The only person that would never want you to question anything is someone that has a controlling device that's being used against you, because your question may divulge that you are being controlled by someone else. When someone else is sincere and you ask a question, they're not offended by your question. They understand that it's a very beautiful thing for you to know some things or to have your request for knowledge or the individual question that you have to be met with an answer. It's not a threat. So, what am I saying? Have you ever thought that maybe all of the things that you've been taught have a slant to it, and that slant continues to, it's just like you're a pilot and you're flying from Los Angeles to New York, and if you stay on the appropriate trajectory New York from California, you could probably get there in the fastest, most fuel efficient and expedient way. But if you have a full tank of gas and you divert yourself a little off of the course that has already been plotted for your gas, and a little further and a little further and a little further, before you know it, you crash into Virginia because you didn't get where you were supposed to go. So what am I saying? One of the best things that you could ever do with everything and anything is to ask questions as to who does this benefit and why would this be in place. And then you can see if something is sincere or not. So I would say, in the interest of that, why are they telling you about chewable candies for children that have FDA approval for ADD, HD. Have you ever thought that all of the food has the poison chemicals to change your overall thought pattern, to change you away from your natural being? Don't we see that we are not actually capable of maintaining our natural direction in life? Everything is changing us. Our brain frequency, our bodies are responding to different things, and that's not because there was anything ever wrong with us at all. We've been poisoned. And the poisons affect different people in different ways, and we definitely have been poisoned. And it's the food, the water, and one of the things that we always forget to talk about is the energy. The energy that we've been fed has been poisoned. The energy of walking away from the things that we should be doing for ourselves and gravitating to giving our energy to provide the ways and means for someone else. That is extremely destructive. So check out that article. Didn't mean to go off. Oh, man, we get running out of time. I need to get moving. So check out that one. Next one, China opens up the first RMB clearing bank in South America, and they did this in Chile. Why is this so important? Let me tell you, everyone, by November, every country has to have the ability to be a clearinghouse or a clearing bank for the renminbi, the RMB. Why? Because that is going to be the reserve currency of the world, and that is going to set the petrol status of the world in the future. And that is going to be done by war and by taking down a nation. And what nation is that going to be taken down? It's going to be the U.S. So check out this article. It tells you everything that you need to know. Next one came from last night, was that the Brexit referendum passed, and I said never scared, always prepared. That's always our motto. Then the next one is the Shanghai Corporation expansion expands commands worldwide. Putin and Russia and China are the new superpowers that have aligned themselves together to be the new beacon of freedom. So check out that article. Next article comes from Wall Street Journal. Not only is Britain leaving the euro, France is starting to do it. Scotland is thinking of leaving. The whole EU is being destabilized. Why? Because that's the agenda. Because like we talked about here, once you destabilize that has been created with people that have adverse feelings, history, and intentions for each other, are now supposed to have banking relationships together? No way in the world. It just doesn't work. So check out that article. Next one comes from YouTube. Bank of England well prepared for Brexit. Yeah, right. And I said here's one of the first warnings that the collapse in burden is signaled how stressed design the global economy has become. This is the end of the EU, like we called here on Tando. Economic displacement will be shadowed by GNW1 and depopulation. GNW1 is global nuclear war one. And I said first the EU will have major crisis, then the U.S. will. And when that happens, that's where you're going to see the fulfillment of the global nuclear war that is going to be engaging. This is how you totally change the wealth transferring and the power transferring that is needed to maintain the overall control of the general population of the world. This is what we're dealing with. So those are, a couple more articles real quick. Next one, my man Rod sent this. Thanks, Rod. Brits abroad feel Brexit vote already as holiday makers can't exchange their, it says money, but I say currency. This is what's going to happen. When you are not prepared for stuff, you are not aware, you just walk around with your head in the cloud or not taking interest in things that adversely affect us because you haven't been taught those things, or you have and you ignored them. It doesn't matter. Which you can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences. Now you can see what I mean by that. Those individuals that are vacationing throughout the world, just because they ignored the Brexit and it's like, before it happened, it another happened, nothing will never matter. Well, yeah, you can ignore reality, but when it smacks you in the face, you won't be able to ignore the consequences of it. And believe me, some grown man somewhere in the world is crying because he can't get his butt back home. Or his family is, because he can't get back home because they knew about the Brexit, or if they didn't know, it doesn't matter. This is why it's so important to disconnect yourself from the mainstream media, because they will have you connected to what they want you connected to and in a position of disadvantage. So just imagine. Now, why are we saying this? Why did Rod send this? Rod sent this because this is going to happen to so many people here. You are going to be somewhere, and the whole economic climate here in the United States is going to change, and you're not going to be prepared for it. And that, once again, is you can ignore reality, but you won't be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. You will not be immune. So this is something that we want to avoid. Next, Scottish Royal Bank suspends private euro sales amidst surge in demand. Next week is going to be in the coming weeks, but I think that this is going to settle down, and they're going to get control of, you know, control. They're going to act like they're in control of things. And they are going to they are going to make you think that everything is okay, and then another event is going to happen, another, and then before you know it, something major is going to happen to where the everyday person is going to say, wow, this is major. It'll be too late then. Right now, as we speak, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but when we come out of the commercial break, we're going to talk about what is it that you can expect and how you can prepare. Doesn't matter where you are, who you are. But when we come back out of the break, we need to definitely jump into this and get prepared because it is here. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61, and I will definitely be able to see you in queue and bring you up. So now, let's talk about what does this mean and what can we expect, and what is it that is really going on, in my opinion. Now, this is all my opinion, and I like to say that... you know, we understand that there's a lot of things that are happening that we need to prepare for. Nothing that we say is going to definitely mean that certain things are going to work that way, absolutely. But the likelihood of us being correct, in my opinion, has been, our track record has been really, really good, because one of the things that I always like to do is I always like to investigate where we are from where we were in history and to look at what was done then, and you can see what is going to be played out now. This is all a magic show that we're watching, ladies and gentlemen. They're making us believe that one thing is happening when actually something else is happening. What they're trying to get you from is getting you from who you really are and the capabilities of you. They're trying to get you to surrender instead of invoking yourself. And this is how you do it. You get people addicted. Addicted to the everyday norms of life. Addicted to the agenda that you establish. And then what you do, you abruptly take them off of that system where you don't support them anymore. And because they've been so dependent on you and they're attached in their umbilical cords of life is attached to you, when you sever it, and because they have no other way of functioning, because the only thing that they've ever been doing was functioning within that overall capability that you train them in, anything new is going to be paralyzing to them. Especially if they are the types of individuals that are dependent upon. Their people are dependency people. They need other people in order to do something. They need approval of man in order to do something. By choice and by coercion. And when we have that, what you really have is the ultimate form of enslavement. That is the preferred method. So, what is it that we need to do? In my opinion, definitely, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you what your opinion is. 641-715-3660. Here's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I think is going to happen. Here's what you need to do. One of the most important things you need to do is decide, how long do you think before what you're seeing in the rest of the world, Venezuela, and the direction of things, how long do you think before it becomes a major problem for you? And let me give you a clue. It already is. And by time it gets to you, when it arrives, will you be ready to respond to it in any shape, form, or fashion at all? If your answer is no, then that means that should motivate you to do something else. If your answer is, I don't care, I don't need to know, well, then that is true. You don't need to care, and you don't need to know. But for the individuals that are keen enough to see through history, through the immediate past and the present, and they have an attachment to, and they can still have their overall spiritual attachment to being able to tell what is going to happen in the future, then you know different. And that's a powerful thing that you know different. But one of the things I don't want you to do in my opinion, I don't think what is healthy for you is to actually gauge that with fear. You should actually embrace that with love and responsibility. So, what is going on? Right now, what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the perfect Hollywood scenario for crisis, conflict, solution. Created crisis that creates a conflict, and then they create the solution because the people will be so beaten and worn that they will just ask for relief. And what it is in this whole process, this is a very methodical, slow, methodical process to destruction. It is an art to enslaving people. Brute force won't always do it. It is appropriate to be used at times. It's the threat of force and it's the fear that is the most effective weapon to use against people. Because they will in turn use it against themselves. We have become so self-destructive. We engage in things that know are not healthy for us, that are not wise for us, and that are not spiritually developing for us. We engage in those things. And then we also, out of ignorance, walk away from things that would be. The ability to love someone that you don't know. The ability to actually be able to work in cooperation with someone that you don't know, or even someone that you do know. The ability to say, I'm going to be a giver instead of a taker. The ability to actually care. Care about someone even to the point of making sacrifices that you don't know. Let me tell you about these individuals. These are the individuals that are wild and unable to be tamed by the overall system of enslavement. That is the mentality. So what do we have right now in Europe? Many people want to talk about and want to know what's going on, what's going on. It's quite simple, ladies and gentlemen. They get you addicted to something that you'll be willing to fight and die for, and they provide the situation for you to fight and to die for it. Because they realize if they can get you to support something with all of your free will, they got you. They have all of you. So what's happening is this, is that they are using what we are so dependent on to be our affliction and our taskmaster. They're going to destroy the economies globally. Then they're going to blame someone. Let me tell you where they got this from. It's just like the lies that you were told about different people committing acts of violence throughout the world by the same ones that actually endorse or have signed off or are engaging in those same violent acts everywhere. But see, the thing is this, is that they want to tell you which ones that you have to believe and support in order for you to be a smart, wealthy, taken care of, civil and based in community based, in someone that has the approval of someone higher than you. How crazy is this? We are actually seeking the approval of someone that is higher than us. This is why we have kings and queens and Supreme Court justice. You understand what these words, we have these celebrity figureheads, we have these so-called stars that we worship, and these athletes that we, do we not put this together that is all about of a, is all a part of a system? Then we accept this system as our way of life, but then we have the nerve to complain about it when it hurts us. But it's doing more than hurting us, sisters and brothers. It's killing us. It's killing our physical presence in eternity right here. And it's so unnecessary. So now, this is what I believe you will see. You will continue to see the displacement of Europe. You will see the Italian banks collapse because of this. You will see the Spain banks collapse because of this. They were already in a full state of cardiac arrest. Cold blue, they cold purple now. You are going to see the continuance of the unwinding of the people's ability to take care of themselves. See, what it was, they tricked those people to go to those polls and to make their voice known. Your voice can never be known and made known inside of a darn box or on a vote. Your voice can be known when you use it for yourself and direct your energy in your direction that is self-determining and sovereign. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most appropriate vote that you should be engaging in. I was talking to a friend today, and they said, they asked another friend, what did you gain by the vote that you made? And the person had to think. Then I told the person, I said, you know, the real key to that was vote for yourself. Instead of wasting your time going down to in the box, why won't you spend some time in the garden planting a garden that's going to feed you and your family? Why aren't you taking that time instead to develop your own economic direction with other people? Even if it just has to be you. Oh yes, you won't be wealthy in the beginning, but you will be more than prosperous in the end. Because as long as we continue to play by their rules, they will rule, and they will rule us until our overall premature physical demise. Because they realize something, that their touch, their reach of you is only temporal here, but they understand something else also, that maybe you'll take this energy into next eternity, because they don't know anything about the next eternity as well. They're fighting for their position right here and right now. And they're going to use you to have a better position for themselves. There is nothing sustainable about that at all. The only thing that is sustainable is by us collectively deciding what's in the best interest, because we developed an interest among us instead of developed a destruction in us. So the Brexit is going to actually cause displacement economically. Why? Because the system is going to use this as an opportunity to say that this is what the people want, this is what they're going to get. Collapse their economy. Then what we do is that we start this collapse of economy, and it's going to spread to all types of economic pain. And it's also going to cause the people to be upset and start fighting among the enemies that we've chosen for them. We set the divided lines that we set down, that we marked, and they uphold those lines without challenging them at all. We will just hint that we want them to hate this individual, and they will. And we will just hint that we want them to act a certain way, and they will act beyond it even more, because it won't even be at our hands. They will think that this is their own individual decision. Let me tell you something about every person that you know on this planet and met. They all want to do things their way. And that's okay, because that goes along with the territory. But here's the part that is very dangerous and damaging. You are not doing what you want to do. You are doing what you were instructed and you were in massage to do. You're actually doing someone else's free will. Don't think that's true? I'm going to just let that sit on you for a minute so that you can think about it. What did you do today that was in the benefit of somebody else? That didn't deserve that type of energy. And this is something that definitely happens throughout our lives. So they're going to use that same displacement. They're going to have people say that they voted for this and voted for that. And what they're going to do is that they're going to cause that vote to have pain for somebody else. And the person that that brings pain to, they're going to hate Britain for it. And then it's going to spread. It's going to spread to France. France is already in where they're having some of huge protests everywhere, to where they can't even have assembly or free speech, or can they even protest? They're moving to where the people can't protest. You don't have a government, ladies and gentlemen. You have tyranny. You don't have a fair economy. You have sharecropping at its highest form. You have the theft of your labor, the same as you had in the 1800s. Even far worse, because many of us don't even know that we're slaves. But it doesn't prevent us from acting like it. So now, this is going to, in my opinion, lead to a global war. And you will hear a lot of pundits on different shows in different places telling that people need to establish this bank, they need to do this, they need to do that. No. Be careful of the shills that are going to be coming out. They're going to start to promote different things in order to bring relief to everything, and it will bring no relief at all. It is actually the system. They're speaking the system. Look at how deep someone has been into the system, and the thing that is probably most likely is that they still are. There are a couple of people that were in different three-letter agencies at the highest level, and then now they're telling people what they should be doing. Once you get at those levels, ladies and gentlemen, you don't get to walk away ever. You're always touchable. You're always reachable.
Brother Dave, I had a question. You mentioned France.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you aware of the riots that have been going on in France? Cops being killed?
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I remember what it's about, but does it have to do anything with austerity, or I'm not sure?
Yes. What it has to do with, France is having right now, and I posted it inside of Tandem. Let me show you where I posted it. It is, here it is, one second. France is having some of the worst protesting that they've had. Now, some of this is being provoked because this is a destabilizing effort. Hold on one second. I'll pull up the actual what's going on. Because one of the things that we got to be careful is that they will say that is one thing, but it's actually something completely different. The real reasons why France is going into these massive protests is because that's what the system needs, because it needs this destabilization, because they want to bring war to Europe. And how do you bring war to the people? You first have to destabilize them to get them emotionally charged, so that when you strike, they will be angered enough to strike back, and they will sign on for anything. Case in point is the exact same thing that happened here in 2001 in September. They got the people, they struck the people and they made them angry, and then they came to them and say, this is what we need. And so many people started to believe, yeah, that's what we need to do. And they fell for it hook, line, and sinker, not even asking why is this happening. It's the exact same thing in Venezuela that is going on everywhere else, and in France. France. That is the real reason. The real reason is not the propaganda that they're saying. The real reason is because it serves the purpose of destabilizing Europe for war. They've already positioned the troops along the Russian border. Now all they need to do is to light the fire of an instigation, and by way of economic displacement. And then there you'll have, and I'm going to tell you what's going to start this war. It's going to be a major terrorist act. It's the exact same one that started World War II. It's going to be the exact same thing that's going to start one here. And it's going to come out of, in my opinion, it's going to come out of either France, and France is in the crosshairs because it's already been designated that they're going to do that, and this is going to be a major act of violence, and then they're going to kick it off in the Middle East. Right now, I think that we have three places that we need to be mindful of that this whole thing is going to kick off in war, and that's going to be the Bering Strait around the Alaskan area between the Russians and the United States with the surveillance, and then also within Syria and within the Baltics. Let me pull up this article real quick. Here it is. Let me pull this down real quick to answer Scotty's question. But that's the real reason why the protest is going on. The protest, France is so broke. Remember we posted inside of Intando where France has said that we are already in the economic collapse. Well, that is been designed so that the people will buy it, so that when they tell them, all of a sudden, when things start to go awry, the government will say that we told you that this was coming, and this is why it's coming. Now, I posted our article on France's, why they're saying that France is having its demonstrations on the 20th. And that would have been 4 days ago. And they said that France threatens to ban protests, the spokesman said. See, this is where they create and instigate an incident, and then they start to take your overall freedoms. Why are they doing this? Because they're going to have a major event to bring in martial law, and then they're going to say we have war. So now, let's take a look. Let's check this out. Here it is, this article. 40 people have been injured after a labor demonstration in Paris turned violent. France's President Hollande is considering banning on demonstrations after protesting against labor reforms turned violent a day earlier, his spokesman says. At least 40 people and 229 police officers were injured in a clash with protesters hurling objects at the police and setting cars ablaze at the time when France is hosting the European Championship, when it is faced with terrorism. Demonstrations can no longer be authorized if people and public property cannot be safeguarded, Holland spokesman Lafon told a cabinet meeting, according to AFP. Now, this is why this is so important.
Have you seen any of that on American news media? I haven't seen any of it.
No, they won't play. What they did play on American news was this, was that the Russians were kicked out of the European Championships, told to go home because they started fights from the protests. Now, why is this critical? What are they saying here? Remember when France had its terrorist attack? What was one of the places that was attacked? It was a soccer game where Holland was at, right? These people like to use the same things over and over and over again. What they understand is this, is that they've already established a us against them mentality, and they reinforced it through sports. This is how we can have our teams that separate and divide us. And what they do there, and right now, where is going to be some major sporting events that are about to kick off in the world? It's in Rio. And what did Brazil just happen to go through? Brazil is broke. And because this is what they do, they like to break countries to actually hide the overall infiltration for the agendas that they want. And in my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying that this is going to be the case, but the highly likelihood of this happening is huge. I would not. Brazil is going to be violent. It's going to be extremely violent, and it's going to be instigated by the people that would benefit from it the most. Just imagine if a major event happened in that area. You've seen the effects of major events here in the United States. Different incidents in Florida, different incidents all over, when we already know that this was this was not what they said it was. It was actually what they ordered. It wasn't what they said happened. It was what they ordered that happened. It's a big difference. It's a huge difference. And they've already got the whole world gripped on that. Why is that so significant? They've attacked the whole world in the different areas the same way. Europe is ready for to explode. South America will explode when something happens there. The U.S. has been inundated with different events. Wait until they turn the heat up on this. So now, they got these labor demonstrations down in France. But why are these labor or why is this happening? Because France's economy is shot. Why is France's economy shot? Because this is a depopulation program is the end means here, folks. They already told you. What is the best way to depopulate the planet? Well, people will do it willingly. Give them a flag, give them a color, and give them a song, and give them a reason that they need to fight for their country. And lo and behold, you have the great mass depopulation. These political serial killers that actually do the biddings of the corporations is great. Never before in history, in my time or in the time that has been recorded, that I am aware of, that the planet was more ripe for governmental depopulation than it is right now. And they told you they were going to do that in the Deagle report. And we read here on Tando Radio Show. The same Vigo organization that had the Benghazi incident. They were the armed dealers that actually had provided the security for that ambassador. And that organization has already told you that the United States will be depopulated by over 55, 56, 60% of the population. And the GDP will be lost by over 62%. And all of the metrics on the United States was down by in the realm of 55 to 70%. The only way that you can reach that and obtain that, ladies and gentlemen, is if you lose a war. And the U.S. will. This is how you have slow and methodical steps to complete annihilation. Oh, case in point, you forgot. Now they can draft your daughters. Listen, we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother Dave. How's it going? It's Ross.
What's up, Brother Ross? Thank you for the great articles, brother. What's happening?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good, man. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to check in. Peace to stay as well.
Yes,
blessings to you. I just wanted to chime in because I've never seen a multi-pronged setup.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you're seeing now. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's almost like it's like it's a hydra. There's so many.
Yeah.
Each head you cut off, there's like two, three, four, five more growing in this place. Because when you look at Brazil, they're already destabilized just with the violence that's happening in the population. Then they got Zika going on in Brazil. And I just sent an article. I sent an article to you. I think I sent it to you, too, about the abortions, how, like, so many people that are women that are pregnant are having, like, tons and tons of abortions due to the Zika virus in Brazil. And basically, Zika is the new AIDS. It's basically the new way to eradicate non-white people, specifically black people. And also, there's no place where there's been an Olympic event where there's been this kind of unrest in the country that's hosting the event. Then
Let me just say this, because Roger's absolutely right. Why was Brazil picked for the Olympics? It was picked for the Olympics because it presented the perfect alibi. See, one of the things before you commit a crime, you got to clean it up before you do it. And Brazil was selected for that. And this is, they understand the tension and the turmoil and the counter peg that Brazil is. Wait until those favelas empty out. But go ahead, Rod.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, there's so much happening and at the same time. And it reminds me of just going back to, like, Pearl Harbor, the way that the story is told in the United States. No one ever speaks about the embargo that the U.S. had against Japan, which started the whole conflict in the first place.
An embargo, exactly.
To the sense that as much as Japan, people can say what they want about Japan, but Japan attacked a military installment. They did not attack civilians.
The people. Right.
Exactly. When the United States attacked them, they eradicated two entire cities full of non-white people and could care less about that. So, I mean, no one really looks at history in a balanced way, and I think they really taught people in America not really to understand how things work, because if you just look at history, you can see what's happening now. The difference is, like I said, the scale, the sheer scale of planetary unrest I've never seen in my life and I've never studied in history. Like, just with Syria, now France is potentially thinking about having their exit, Scotland's thinking about having their exit. All of this stuff is happening at the same time. And then you have the little micro events happening in the United States. Like the I remember you had talked about the woman with the EBT card who couldn't get access to her so-called funds, so she ended up snapping at the store. I mean, there's so many signs. And that's why I sent you the article that you talked about today, because I wanted to bring it to the forefront for people here to understand that's going to be here. You know, if you look at the Depression, when they in the 20s, when those people went to the bank and the banks would not open their doors, and people who literally went from millionaires to overnight having nothing, and they started committing suicide. Those white people were jumping off of buildings because they just never experienced that. And to me, like, that's a great harbinger of what's going to happen here. And just what you said, imagine waking up one day, you go to the ATM, or you go to get your train pass if you ride the train to work, and there's no access to funds. Like, everything just shuts down. And I don't think that the average person here really understands the seriousness of what they're setting us up for. And I just think tonight's show is incredible, and I thank you for that. And we're going to keep studying and building up on this, because even, remember I mentioned to you the other day, I think Brother Braggs was on the show about the UCC?
Yes.
Yeah, I was reading through that book, and they have a brilliant website too. I sent you the link to it. But there's so much information that we don't know, where you don't really need an attorney to represent you when you go to court.
Yeah.
If you know how to work the system, if you know about your straw man and how to handle that, it will revolutionize how you function within the system. And a lot of us don't understand this stuff. They don't teach us this because we're not supposed to know it. We're supposed to be slaves to the system, like you said. And until we wake up and basically take the shackles off ourselves, because we're waiting for some white man to come and take them off of us. But, you know, he's just piling on more shackles as we go, you know. So I just wanted to put that out
right,
there.
I'm sorry, Ross. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
And and until we're waiting for someone to free us, when there was, you can't, your freedom was not lost because of someone. Your freedom was lost because you surrendered it. And it, when you surrender your freedom, the only way that you can be sovereign again is if you claim it and live it. There's no one that can give that to you. There's no one that can force you to do anything, be a slave nor be free. That choice is always yours. And we need to walk away from this system. You know, the thing is that if we continue to give energy to it, we will continue to have the exact same situation that we're in right now, but at different times and different moments, it will be worse. And then they will let up. And then they will take more. Why will they let up? Because they'll let up when there are no more questions that's being asked of them. And then they get real authoritative when there are questions that are being asked of them.
Absolutely.
That determines where you are. And either way, you lose. The only way we can win, and I'm going to change it. No longer am I going to say we. The only way that I can win is not to give energy to it and walk away from it. If you happen to be on that same path, I will support you and I will enjoy your company. But it's still an individual journey. One of the most important things that we have to teach our children, the young queens and the young princesses and the young prince, is you have to first teach them the art of being lonely. Because from inside of that loneliness will become their sovereignty. They have to be able to reach down into the treasure trove that was given to them as the greatest gift, that being their free will. How are they going to use it? Because it's theirs to be used. And that is a very singular decision that has to be made. And the choice is always yours. Always yours. So, Rod, you're absolutely right, brother. It's multiple fronts. This is more than a three-prong attack. This is a global attack, and this is only going to continue to build. No longer are you seeing where they're going to give you a pie-in-the-sky scenario. They are going to actually now bring the pain because they want to depopulate this planet at a rapid pace, harvesting the energy of people. Two, because once you harvest the energy of people, you're harvesting the energy of people, you can never give that up. Because once you give that up, now you are destroyed. because these people understand if they don't have you to kill, they will kill themselves. Because that's how destructive this evil is. If they don't have you to consume, they will consume themselves. And this is where we are, and this is what we are going to be facing, and this is the choices that we are going to have. If you ever wanted to know how they're going to get your daughters into war, they already told you, and the most effective depopulation plan is to put a gun inside of a woman's hand and have her to fight for you.
Can I tell you what you said?
Of course.
I was going to say, it's interesting because, I mean, just what you and Scotty said the other day about the incident in Orlando, there's no way that that guy was a single shooter and took out all those people and injured all those people. And from what I've been able to ascertain, if they were to expose the fact that there was more than one person, possibly up to four people, which I've heard from multiple sources, it would be classified as a terrorist attack. If there's a terrorist, quote-unquote, attack, then that would basically stop the whole gun issue, because then people would say the more people have guns, if a terrorist is doing something, there'll be someone with a gun to take them out. If he's a single person and they keep playing it up as a hate crime, then that gives the jurisdiction for them to take guns away under the premise of making the country safe, when in reality, it's all a part of this multi-headed hydra, which is to take the guns away so that everything does collapse and people, you know, are going to be dying at record paces, you're not going to be able to protect yourself. And the other thing, when you talk about people giving up their freedom, I implore everyone who is within earshot of this show to go to the website www.freedom-school.com. It breaks down how every person in this country was forced into a contract with the United States, the corporation of the United States of America, and how to free yourself from the tyranny that they've instated on you since birth using what's known as a straw man. So when you go to that site, you fully understand what a straw man is and how that's been utilized to take your freedom away, and how many different ways you can protect yourself. Even if you get a traffic ticket, if you go on the criminal court, you don't need an attorney. You can represent yourself if you study. And this is what Dave has been alluding to the entire time this program has been on, how many years it's been on. And it's just knowledge that is hidden from us, and because the vast majority of black people in particular have been cultivated and inculcated with television and other distractions, we don't read. And that's why this that famous saying, if you want to keep something from a black person, put it in a book, because the information at that site will transform your consciousness of how this country really works and what they are and have been doing to all of it.
Can you get that out again?
This country was founded.
Can you get that web address again?
Absolutely. It's www.freedom-school.com, or you can also put in Google Howard Freeman UCC and search that, and that should be the first thing that comes up when you see it. There's about three different books that they have that are related to lectures that he gave in the 90s, and I own all three. But the website also gives you even more up-to-date information about the legal system, any changes that have been made to different statutes, so that you know how to protect yourself. But it is mind-blowing what we're not told and how we've been getting raped by this system. And I think it's the most liberating site you'll ever get your hands on as an American citizen. I don't care what color you are getting screwed royally, and that site will help facilitate your understanding of that and how to actually protect yourself. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No, you're good. And, you know, this is the thing, is that one of the things is that they have to identify you, record you, and then re-stamp you, because Roz is absolutely right, because once that happens, you become property of the corporation, of the government. They're all in one big fraternity. Think about this for a minute. Were you born with a name, or were you given a name? Were you born with a social security number, or were you given a social security number? If that was so important, and for the essence of life, then why didn't you come out with a name and already a number? Because that only becomes relevant when you become property. Every slave master has to record the property that they own, and it's done by a name and a number to be a identifying indication of who you are. In the spirit realm and in the ecosystem, there's not one living entity that knows the name of another, because it doesn't need to identify them with control. It's identified, it knows them by their spirit. And this is what we walked away from. We no longer have primary and absolute rights because we walked away from it. What we demand and will fight and will kill for, will march for, and these people are going to sit in different places with this falsehood that they care about people and they're protesting overall guns. But see, what I don't get is this. If you're so-called protesting guns, then why the heck are you supplying and supporting and purchasing and taking guns from the people to give it to the overall politicians to continue on their overall political serial killing? There's a political serial killer in office now, will be one tomorrow, and there will be one in the future and in the past. They all are political serial killers in all forms, and they kill in the multitudes of generations.
Brother Dave, there are some people among us, though. They don't think that there is an agenda to confiscate weapons and disarm the American public. They think that it's just all some conspiracy theory or paranoid people. And then I'm also looking at President Obama being used as a tool, you know, to make it look like, these people just scared of Obama. They just, you know, they just believe that because, you know, they hate Obama or something like that. But this agenda has been in existence long before Obama. And then, you know, a lot of people don't realize in this past month, they tried to pass 4 different gun control bills, not including this one that's tied to the secret watch list. Okay, that you can end up on without ever committing a crime or even being accused of one. You can end up on this list.
Right.
And so some people, they don't think, man, that they think it's all conspiracy theory. What do you say to someone like that?
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, by the way, in California, they're trying to pass a bill to make buying ammunition illegal.
Illegal, yes, yes, yes. They sure are. Let me tell you what the real case is here. It's always by diversion. What they really care about is ammunition and money. And I'm not talking about cash. I'm talking about money. Ammunition and money. They care about ammunition because a gun without ammunition is nothing more than a decorative item. That's what they care about. The guns is already there. They've just made every person in this country that holds a gun a criminal in the eyes of the law. But they themselves will enforce all of the laws by the barrel of the gun. And not only that, even the immoral laws that they've been engaged in forever. It's amazing how we continue to go to the same entities that have murdered our generations for forever and expect them to do something different this time around, that they're different. And like Scotty said, yes, California is moving towards California. New Jersey is going to do it, and I don't know about Illinois is going to do it. A couple of other places are going to do it. Where they want to ban you, where you're going to not be able to buy ammunition. Because they say, well, what we do and what they always wanted to do was to get rid of ammunition. That's the key here. Now, for the people that say that this is a conspiracy theory, that they're not trying to get guns, these people are using guns, you know, guns, what do we need a gun for? What you need a gun for? Well, I'm going to tell you why you need a gun. This is why you need a gun. in my opinion, because there is no form of protection for you for someone else that has one when you don't. I don't care who that is. There is no form of protection for you for someone that has one outside of you being able to protect yourself accordingly. Some people will do it for other reasons. There are already laws for those individuals. If a person breaks the law, then you have to be able to capture them and prosecute them accordingly. The laws don't need to change at all as far as that. If someone commits a crime that society has deemed, and one of the things is that we have to realize that no longer should you have individuals decide what society is doing. It actually should come from society itself, because the only thing that you're doing is that you are creating a situation where organized crime. This is what it is. The only person that can have a gun is a tax collector, to force you to pay, out of fear, your taxes. That's what this is all about. Yes, they have more technology where they can actually deal with a person with a gun and everything else. Yes, that's all true and very well, but see, it's the principle that matters here.
Hey, Dave, you know what I thought about, too? Remember when the soldiers got back from the black soldiers got back from the Civil War and white people?
We got 2 minutes. Make sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they were killing them to take their guns from them. And what I think even white people in America don't understand is that they're going to get it too, and that's why they want to take the guns, because originally they want to cultivate them to be mad at non-white people for what's going to happen. But when they wake up, they're going to turn those guns against the government itself, and they don't want that either. So the white people, they want their guns just as bad as they want ours, but they want ours first. That's all I wanted to say.
And we got 3 minutes left. Let me say this in ending, and this is the case in point, is that if you are worried about the murdering by way of violence, then the first people that should be prosecuted are those that have killed generations of people and millions of people, and that is at the seat of government itself and the corporations. Deal with them. I'm all for gun control. Let's start with yours first. Get rid of all of yours first, because you're the ones that will be using that to enforce your illegal laws, and that is the problem. Set the standard. What's the person that was in the civil rights person that wants to do these sit-ins? Oh, why don't you set the real standard? Set the real standard where you go, where you protest the people that really do kill people in multitudes of hundreds of thousands and in millions, and not the overall patsies the patsies that are being set up for the. If people can't see that this is all patsy operations, there's nothing that anyone will be able to do for you to get you out of that conspiracy theory agenda until that barrel is pointed at you. And then let me tell you something. Then believe me, you will wish you had one too. But it'll be too late. And let me tell you, it's going to be on the other end of that. It's going to be the sanction of an organization that has been in control for a very long time. It's known as your government. So, everyone, much love, much respect. Roz, thank you. You all have a great weekend. Prepare. Never scared, always prepared. Never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And listen, everyone, now is the time is really getting serious. Don't delay. Make sacrifices for yourself and your family, because when all of this starts to really heat up, the vulnerability that the system that created these crises will be huge. And then this is where you'll be able to talk to people from a position of changing their overall harmonic frequency, not to give energy to this any longer, and move in a different direction. Okay, everyone, much love, much respect. We got to get out of here. A little overtime. Thanks, Roz. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you all that listened today. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
with slicing cake. With slicing cake. With slicing cake.
Save the US wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing cake.
Save the US wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.